This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
If your brand wasn't where it is today, what would your blueprint be to 10X your business at InvestFest?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're almost a month away. Jesus, time is flying. But number one, I would map out the 100 people that I want to meet and have a specific plan for what I want to help them with. Number two, for everyone's attending in the general audience, like I will look to target 3,000 to 5,000 people, talk to them, find a way to come up to them and say, hey, I'm going to help you. Like, and even like my friends will tease me all the time, like every show you have to be pulled off the stage. But my thing is, every show, I never know who's who. There are some people that have tremendous value. That's how I met Christian at CAA. Shout out to him. Like some of the people that I've met that I've built relationships with, I didn't know who they were, but I stayed longer. And after like the first London meetup, I had to be drug out of. So I will find a way to find 3,000 or 5,000 people to say, hey, my thing is going to be, hey, can I help you make money for free? That's literally going to be my pay. Y'all going to see me in the hallways and by the exhibits and saying, hey, can I help you make money? Because you still have to have some face-to-face time with people so people can understand if they can trust you. And then if you have a booth, which I will have, go to every person at a booth and find a way to bring them business. My number one thing after I get a crowd that first day, like I did the first year at InvestFest, I'm going to be sending my people to other people's booths because it's easier to build a business relationship with somebody if you have made the money. So, number one, well, even when y'all saw y'all put up Jermaine Dupri, I'm like, damn, I didn't even know about that one. Like, who else y'all got coming? Tupac going to be at InvestFest. Jesus. So, I'm like, find a way to meet the people that you want to meet. Actually spend time in a crowd, and then for the vendors, because every vendor who was there, their dream was to walk away with, I don't know, 3x, 10x, 15x sales. But if you can facilitate them making money and making sales, you may not be able to have a conversation that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but for damn sure that Monday, they're going to call you and say thank you. So that's my three-step blueprint that I'm going to be implementing for this year's InvestFest. What about you?
Yeah. Those are three great keys. We saw this in Detroit, and the young lady's name is slipping my mind. But when we walked into the event with Ally, she had a card. And the card, it wasn't a business card. It was a how to network in these type of events card. And
that's
it gave
fire.
People, yo, it was like a 10-step thing that you should be doing. And so, like, those are three things. But I'm sure there's people that can add more to it. But a lot of people are, like, coaching in business. Like, these are opportunities, right? Like, you can show your worth right now. You can show your value. And when she handed it to us, I was like, oh, I looked at her. I'm like, oh, this is pretty great. But yeah, even after the event, we got to sit down and talk with her about the city of Detroit and got to really understand what she does. And, like, she has, like, six or seven businesses. I'm like, you know, I haven't seen this yet, but this is pretty dope. So I think she's actually going to be at InvestFest. I think she's coming down with the tools of how to network inside these events, how to add value, how to bring business to people, how to network, especially because a lot of people get in spaces and they get intimidated.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotta be like, fearless.
I know I want to tell something to Ian, but I see him there. What am I supposed to even say now that he's in my presence? I don't even know what to do. And this is a part of it. So these are like simple tools that you can use and help you. It's a guide for you to actually implement it. And even if you don't speak to an Ian, right, there might be somebody in there that can add just as much value to the business that they have at hand. So
yeah,
always come prepared for these type of situations. When I saw that, I'm like, that's spot on. I love that.
Yeah, I think best practices is know where you want to go. So there'll be a schedule of like different panels. So, you know, okay, I want to go to the AI panel. I want to go to the investing panel. Like, kind of map that out beforehand.
Yeah.
I would map out time to go to the vendor marketplace for sure, because that's where all of the networking really happens. I would be sure to support the vendors because that's great conversations as well. Just, absolutely, you know, having conversations with different business owners. I would definitely have information readily available. This is what I talked about before as far as the special moments that I saved on my phone. I gave this talk before, but, you know, I was meeting different people from, you know, Diddy to whatever, and I would just show them, like, you know, this is what we did when we was in Madison Square Garden. This is what we did when we was in Royal Albert Hall. And I would have to, like, go through Instagram to try to find the video, and it was taking a lot of time. So I realized that I can show you better than I can explain to you.
Yeah.
And videos are a great way to just show somebody something visually. So I put together an album in my phone called, I forgot what it's called, like Historical Moments or something like that. And it's like Madison Square Garden, it's InvestFest, it's Royal Albert Hall, and it's just like 60-second videos that just show the crowd, just, you know, highlight the event. And now that I can pull that up within seconds. So now when I go to meet somebody and I'm telling them about, you know, what we do, and instead of me just talking to them for an hour, I'm like, you know, look, we sold out Royal Albert Hall. Look, here's a video. And when they see it, it's like, oh, wow, like, that's crazy. Yeah. So that's something that's been extremely beneficial for me when in the networking process. But you should always have your information ready. Like they used to say, like, have your elevator speech ready at all times. You still should have an elevator speech ready at all times. The reason why they call it an elevator speech is if you're in an elevator with somebody, you might have 10 seconds or 15 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. So you should be able to explain what you do and get them interested within that 15, 30 seconds. So, but you should also have, you know, a deck readily available. Somebody might just say, email me. All right, well, what's your email? All right, I'm going to send it to you right now. So I don't forget. Have some client management system in place. That's another thing. So many times when you go to events like InvestFest, you meet so many different people and you never follow up with anybody because you get so many numbers, you get so many emails, you get so many business cards. You have to have a system in place where you can filter this. Some people are top priority, some people are mid-level priority, some people are just not priority at all.
Yeah.
But it's becoming overwhelming if you can't filter it properly. So there's different client management systems that you can actually utilize to actually, you know, make sure that you're implementing systems in place to properly reach out to people. Like when I was a financial advisor, I used to have something in place where I was meet somebody and then it gives me a reminder in 2 days to reach out to them. Then it gives me a reminder in a week to follow up. Like so many people, 90% of the people never call. And then the other 8% of the people don't follow up. So like 90% of the people that get a number won't call.
Absolutely.
And then 8%, which brings it to 98%, will send one for communication. They'll send one email, one text, and then they won't follow up. Only 2% are actually persistent enough to follow up. That is extremely vital.
It makes a world of difference.
So it's you know, you got to have a whole segment on this because it's important to, I mean, not just InvestFest, but anywhere that you go. Like anywhere that you go, you might meet somebody. Networking is a science. It's not something that you can just wing. Mm-hmm. You have to be extremely intentional with what you're trying to do, mm-hmm, and who you're, mm-hmm, trying to meet. Because to me, I say this over and over again, you're going to learn so much stuff at InvestFest. That's a given. But to me, the real value, bigger than just the information that you get, is the relationships that you get. You're going to meet somebody, mm-hmm, that is going to change your life or can change your life. It's almost impossible not to. What's the odds? Yeah. If it's 20,000 people, you don't think you're going to meet one person? That's impossible. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, now where do I go? Where do I sit? Am I in VIP? Am I on the perimeter? Am I in state? Like, there are things you got to just think about strategically before yeah, you actually go, so you can have a roadmap. And then things are going to happen. But even the nightlife, when we were in Davos, one of the most beneficial things was the nightlife.
You got to pop out.
Yeah, going to these random little bars. And there's so much stuff that'll be happening in the city of Atlanta that weekend, where from the bars, the networking events after the clubs, yeah, whatever, like, you know, you got to be out and about and, yeah, different things. And when you're in, and I want to ask you about, you know, Kathy Woods, what you feel about that. But I had a great conversation. When we announced that she was going to be there, the internet just went crazy.
Yeah, and crazy. 19
Keys, me and 19 Keys had a great conversation. He was just saying, like, you know, I don't think people really realize, like, you know, the magnitude of this. Like, you know, when you bring people at the highest level of business in the world, right? Yeah. Like real billionaires, people that's managing $50 billion. Like when you bring people like that together, when you got a Mike Novogratz, Kathy Wood, Rich Paul, Don Peebles III, Robert F. Smith, when you had just, it's a frequency that's created.
Absolutely.
And it's like, that's the power of Davos. Like you have that many people together, random things just happen. You just get $100 million, you know, grant. You just do this crazy stuff happens. It's a frequency. And Key's whole thing was, you know, he was like, you know, just to have somebody like her, he was like, just to actually be able to get her is crazy, but to have her, then have her speak, and then the opportunities that creates.
Absolutely.
Other people that's next to her, that's sitting next to her, that's on panels and different. He was like, sometimes people don't even fully understand. Like, he was like, this is bigger than just like, you know, I'm at an event or I'm speaking at an event. Just to have an opportunity to be in a room and to be affiliated and to be close to, this is not something that's normal. And it's not something that it's just, you can just do randomly. Like you just can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it takes a lot of work. That's why I say, yeah, with Jermaine, Diddy, Robert, Kat, like the lineup you have, you normally have to go to 5 conferences to see all those people. Or if they go to a conference, they're not giving their all. Like, yeah, when Steve and Tyler spoke last year, they were talking from their soul. They didn't come at the last minute and just throw some stuff up. And that's one of the things that Keys and I always talk about. Because I always tell them, go on stage and kill everybody, including me. But always to be prepared. Because like you said, you don't know what opportunity, mm-hmm, is going to be there. But like you said, the frequency. But my first thought is, what can we do to help them more? Like, stop me if I need to. But my first thought was like, what can we do to get Rich and Robert and Diddy and Kathy and us together to help in every business? Great. Trust has already been built. All right, let's dance. Let's have fun. Did he have some issues with Diageo? Let's see how we can fix that. Let's see how I can help Kathy. Let's see how we can help Rich. If I need to bring my above the rim bandana tomorrow, let me know. Right? But it's how can you get in the room and help? I know a lot of times people want to be on stage, but even for me, like the reason why I'm able to be on the stage, and thanks for having me for the third year, is the people I've been able to help. Yeah, the information is fire, but if it didn't turn into actual money for people, it wouldn't mean anything. So now it's like, okay, how can we help Jay-Z or Beyonce while still helping the people and help Rich and Diddy and Drake and whoever else? Like, that's what it's really about. But that frequency is really important, like you say.
No. And that's what Keys, he was like, yo, I wouldn't want to not be affiliated with this. I personally don't see any value in not being affiliated. He's like, I just don't see it. He's like, because it's just only good things can come from this, from a pure selfish standpoint, right? Absolutely. It's like, I wouldn't want to not be affiliated, but I want to ask you about Kathy, mm-hmm. because, you know, we've covered her a lot in ARC funds. And I put this on Twitter where she's a case of keeping your composure mm-hmm. and sticking to your guns. And, you know, she was hailed as the greatest investor of our generation during the pandemic when ARK was going crazy. And then when ARK fell, she was getting arrows and everybody was, you know, throwing her under the bus. And not everybody, but a lot of people were throwing her under the bus. And it was, you know, she was terrible and she made this bad decision. She made that bad decision. And a lot of sideline coaching going on. And she kept her composure. Mm-hmm. And they're back, you know, up 40% for the year so far. And people, like, it's when you're managing billions of dollars, you can't take the same risk as a retail investor. So you got to be extremely safe. So, yeah. I mean, 40% is great for anything, but I just don't want people to discount it. Like, well, you know, I'm up 73% on my NVIDIA trade, but it's like you got $10,000. That's different from managing $50 billion. You can't take the same risk. There's a lot of different variables. But regardless how you feel about it, she's obviously has $50 billion assets under management. She knows mm-hmm. what she's doing and people trust her. And she's a legend in Wall Street for sure. And the most successful, most famous female investor ever in history. She's obviously knowledgeable. Do you agree with every single thing that she does? Probably not. But she's obviously knowledgeable.
I think that part is fair to say. Do we have to agree with everything she does? Can we be critical of the things she does? Of course. We're just looking at it from... But like you said, her track record certifies her as a legend, but also warrants her the level of respect that she deserves, right? Like, she's not just in this position for no reason, right? Like, people have watched, they watched that ARC fund and they've watched some of the funds that have come inside of that under umbrella, and they say, all right, well, that move right there, I'm not really sure. Tesla's down 40% and you're buying 100,000 more shares. And she's just going off of her merits and her beliefs inside of the fund that she's created, right? Mm-hmm. That's not for us to understand, right? We're not at the level of expertise that she is, but we're just being objective of what's happening in the space, right? When we saw Coinbase go down, it was like, well, why are you buying more? Or Roku. So we were looking at these individual entities and saying, all right, okay, I know we should buy the dip, but this thing is dipping and it's dipping and it's dipping. Yeah. But she's not in it for the 1 year. She's not in it for the 2 year. She's in it for longevity. And that's one of the things Ian, I know you like to stress as well. Like, they're planning for 10, 20, 50, 100 years in advance. And so we got to have that type of mindset when we look at investing, right? Like, yeah, ARK was incredible in 2020. It didn't perform well in 2021, 2022. The entire NASDAQ went down and she has a lot of exposure to tech companies. So yeah, it took a hit as well. We're starting to see it climb. Tesla was leading a lot of the funds. And so Tesla has climbed, and so it's going to help the fund climb. But we got to have that mindset where we're not looking at it from a 2 to 3 year span, especially when you're dealing with this amount of money, right? $50 billion, that's nothing to sneeze at.
I mean, my first thought was when you guys told me, I was like, okay, this is fire. But I always think that criticism without creating a solution is hating. So, like, of course, I was like critical of her. Now, my main thesis was they were going to attack her because I remember watching her on CNBC a few years prior, and they literally laughed her off of the stage on the show. And then Tesla goes on a crazy run. And I've experienced it myself. Like, you'll make an amazing call, and then there's a lot of people who want to attack you. But my first thing was, what if like 2 Tech 2 Index was implemented or an institutional version of that to help it rise higher? Like, the thing that, going back to Keith's point, ego is the biggest risk to your financial success, more so than any trade that anybody can take. Because a lot of people keep always say, well, why don't you build another show or build something else? And I'm like, but if this was one is working and I'm here to invest and not be all in the videos dancing, shot to Diddy, why not focus on the main thing? Like, some of the mistakes that Kathy made was probably too many trades, too many different funds. But I don't know if she had anyone in her corner saying historically this should not be done, because not everyone who's on payroll always wants to see you rise. So come in and be a solution. And that's my advice on a networking side. Always be a value add and be a help. But to have her on that stage, man, it's going to be an amazing conversation about how she, you know, built it, how she created it, some of the mistakes that she has made, and how you guys can profit from them as well. But year to date, I think, well, you guys tell me, NVIDIA's done pretty well, Apple's done pretty well, Microsoft has been pretty well. If she's managing 50-50, and let's say hypothetically we formed a partnership and she had those 2 years ago, would that 50 now be at 150? That may be a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the benefit of proximity.
Can we just really quick?
Can I say it? And without the partnership, wouldn't have been able to happen.
You'll be able to have the conversation.
Yeah, and I think when you speak about networking, and I got to give this gentleman a lot of credit, our brother Caleb Silver. When you talk about value add, this is a gentleman. I mean, he's been in this space for years, right? We even use Investopedia. I use it almost daily, right? Just so that you can have a clear understanding. Every time that we reach out to him, or even when we don't, he'll just say, like, yo, Troy, do you need anything? How can I help? How can I be of service? How can I be of service? So when InvestFest came and he said, how can I be of service? I'm like, yeah, I mean, of course, we want to have you part of it. He was part of InvestFest Europe. He's done a lot of things. He's been on Market Mondays. I said, here's some names. Let's see if you can get them. He said, Troy, this is too easy. We have relationships with these people.
Yep.
So Caleb was integral in this process of securing Kathy. But even after that, he was like, give me a harder challenge. I want to add more. If you need me to host a panel, if you need me to host a VIP night, I'm willing to do it. If you need me to just mention people, I'm willing to do that. And he doesn't have to do any of these things. He doesn't have to do any of these things, but he sees value in what we're doing. He loves what we're doing. And he's like, guys, and this relationship started 3 years ago. Like, we came to a Zoom call, and the next week we had stuff like merch that was sent to my house. I'm like, yo, this guy's really serious about it. Yeah. And we've just kept that relationship, man. I watched this dude fly from a birthday party to come to London to do InvestFest in Europe. Yep. Incredible dude. So when we talk about networking and add value, this is a prime example of that. Shout out to our brother Caleb Silver.
Shout out to Caleb.
Yeah, amazing person.
Good dude, man. And I'm looking forward to that.
It's gonna be legendary.
That was definitely something that he reached out to the team, and they were open to it. Got it done. Shout out to
the Get It Doneers.
The Get It Doneers. That's a fact.
He's one of those ones.
InvestFest.
Few more names to announce.
Is loading. Get your tickets. Pre-sale prices expire tonight.
Yes.
You got 6 hours, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited.
And for anybody who needs a VIP pass, if you wire me $100,000, I got you.
So you saying the Arc Red Panda collaboration?
If not me, who?
Bars. Talking heavy.
I'm just saying, Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA, AMD. If I'm comparing the games from Stock Club, and just let's take it at face value, most people have been up for three years. It's up 315% to like 220 on a low end. I don't know why your advisors didn't forewarn you. I'm just saying. So it looks like perfect sense. Hey, what do you know?
What do you know? All right.
I've only been out here for 3 years making every proclamation. I told you the dinosaurs were going to come back. The aliens going to be here. All that came true. And then only thing people want to say, one L like me, he called Square. I also called NVIDIA and Bitcoin. And I was financially free when I got here. And we opened up a lane for others to be able to talk about this. See or no? I'm just saying. For free.
Open up the lane.
Hey, if I've made you money, please put yes in chat. Collaboration over competition.
That's a fact.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you see somebody who's dope, ask Keys or whenever Keys come. Every time I see Keys, I'm like, bro, quit holding back. Go out there and kill me too. I'll leave me out of it. And then High Level came on. He sure did. Well, he came and just scorched the earth. Looked like a meteor hitting. Go and listen to him and Billy's conversation about aliens and what they're talking about now.
19 million views
fact.
Later.
That's a fact. They got the aliens. They've announced the aliens.
That was Illmatic.
Think about it. All right, let's talk.
The interesting part, when they announced the aliens being here, then Sam Bankman-Fried got to walk free and wanted them charges.
That's a fact.
The very next day. Or was it the same day?
Same day. Shout out to Chris for telling me that. Same day.
Smoke and mirror strategy.
Talk about it. You think Bobby, an industry plant with that Drake interview. Sam Bankman-Fried, the biggest plant of the last 30 years.
She's dancing on him. She's dancing on him now. Bobby dancing. She got the Yachty interview. Mm-hmm.
But what do I know?
Oh, shout out to Elliot Wilson.
Shout out to Elliot.
He's been
can't take 2 years off.
He's been very vocal on social media lately.
I've seen that. Bring out the boy.
Shout out to Yes Jules too. You actually know her. We know her. That was so crazy. Like when Drake said that he's doing Yes Jules interview.
That's
Drake.
Funny.
Drake crazy man. But shout out to Yes Jules. And shout out to Elliot Wilson. A pioneer in the
legend.
Game.
A super
pioneer
legend.
In the game. He's been very vocal though.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got the fire.
It was a surprise. When they said it, I wasn't sure. I'm like,
he's talking a lot. He's talking real spicy these days.
Shout out to him. Shout out to B-Dot.
B-Dot don't talk too much.
We saw him at the Nas joint.
Yeah, shout out to B-Dot. He don't talk too much. Yeah. But Elliot.
Elliot, yeah, that was surprising.
Elliot, we love you. You're well respected. I think it's just another lesson in the media landscape to not take a year off.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too many people in this space that I've, you know, you could say, like, I've been reading his articles for 20 plus years, like 25 plus years, been reading Elliot Wilson editorials. Legend.
Yeah, I like Elliot. But sometimes we need a little push to give us our competitive flair. Like when all those top investors lists come out and I'm not on it, I feel away. But, you know. Invest us, we may change that Arc Red Panda.
Now you're gonna look. He was. When we talk about add value, we were 2 seconds away from him being the person that introduced us to Sean Carter. He saw us and said, come over, guys.
Yeah, he's a good, come dude. A good dude. Elliot's a good dude, man.
Solid dude.
He's very, very solid.
Well, I mean, if I can branch off of that, like going for all my entrepreneurs, like how do you keep that drive every single day despite being fathers, despite being tired, traveling? Because I was talking to Shota Wayno. I was talking to him about this yesterday, too. Because he has a show that's coming out. And I was like, your voice is needed. But the vultures, like Adam got that little push from Lena the Plug, and he's going live more than ever. I feel like sometimes some of our greats won't keep our foot on the gas long enough. So for those who may be new, like how do you guys push through the storms, trials, tribulations, even when you don't feel like doing it?
I mean, I think Brian Williams, he has a dope quote. He's like, you know, every day, the motivation is the money is the motivation is to take care of your family, to take care of your community, to have a better life than what you had growing up, to, you know, put yourself in a position of being comfortable and to live the life that you want to live for yourself, as opposed to living a life that's dictated for you by somebody else. So stay focused on that, and then you'll avoid a lot of the other stuff. So, you know, That's it.
Yeah, I will give you a simple answer, Ian. I wake up every morning knowing that it's bigger than me. It's much bigger than me. I feel like, you know, people will say, like, you're doing God's work, and it feels that way. So I wake up with that intent, knowing that it's bigger. Even if I don't feel like it, like, I know that there's a community of people, a legion of people, that are relying on this information. And so I would be doing a disservice to myself, my community, my family, and even under the eyes of what I've been called to do if I wasn't doing it. So it's bigger than me. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of that almost maybe once a week when it's like, you know, I really want to take this call? Yeah, we got to take it, because we never know what it could lead to. And if it was, you know, what comes from that call. So It's always bigger than us, man. The mission is always bigger.
And also gratitude. Like, one of the things that I tell myself when I'm tired, I'll think back to when I was broke and I'll be like, I begged for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I can't like not have gratitude and be like, because it's almost a slap in the face to God to like have some. That's why like I take the presentation so serious. This year at InvestFest, maybe like the first one, I maybe like go out the night before, but just depends. Maybe not. Right. Even for that, like working on the presentation now. Because even like being on the stage, people hit me. It's been like 10 people hit me like, yo, can you get me on stage? And I'm like, bro, I do a show every week to get considered to be on stage. Are you crazy? Like, I can't just walk you. You haven't been on Market Mondays. You ain't came to a show. What? Are you crazy? Like,
can you get me on
stage? I've been in my place in Mexico since February. You don't think I want to go there? Hey, you got to stay and get the job done. But I think in those moments when we get tired, everyone, please write this down. Please have gratitude for the blessings God has given you. Because even when I talked to Joe after he called me about the little salacious stuff, I was like, you know, how do you keep going? And he was like, I'm lucky to be able to do this. Like, Joe struggled throughout his career, had attacks from everybody at every label, went at Jay-Z, and they're cool. And I'm like, gratitude. But mm-hmm. what a blessing it is. And I tell people all the time, even with trading and investing, it's not just the time that I spent in the market, is that I don't miss any days. Like, there's a few people that can trade better than me week over week. When we go quarter over quarter, it's different because I'm following the same routine. And if I can give you guys advice tonight, it's like, please master your discipline and be in regiment and not missing any days or any weeks.
Yeah. You know, and that's a great point, man. Because it when people say that to you, like even when we hear it and you tell us, it's like, imagine that 3 years ago to the date, like there wasn't a stage for people to ask to be on. Three years later, now it's the stage that people want to be on. And I saw somebody say, look, you guys got so many people this year. Who you're going to have for next year? And shout out to my man, Edwin. And Edwin's in the comments.
Shout out to my guy.
Yeah, he was like, look, man, the point of this is that we're getting all this information so that we become the people that are on the stage.
Yes.
Right? Like, the people for next year will be the people who are working hard, doing the discipline, studying their craft, busting their tail, and adding value to their community. So they will be the people on stage. Yep. It won't be who's the next people. It'll be I'm the next person because I've added so much value mm-hmm. and it's evident that I can add more and give more to the people. And when I saw him put that in the comments, I'm like, he gets it, man. Shout out to Edwin.
For that, he's one of the ones that's doing the work and has done the work.
And he's definitely doing it. And he gets it. And he gets it.
Shout out to Edwin, man.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.